Welcome to a live edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk with your hosts, Jace Deary, Charlie Maurer, and Spencer Pickering, only here on 91.3 WHJE.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, live off the airwaves of 91.3 WHJE. It's Thursday, it's SRT. We have another edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk. I'm your host, Jace Deary. Alongside me, as always, Spencer Pickering. What's up, Spencer?
What's going on? How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Currently have an interim coach who is actually we have an interim coach filling in for the new for Coach Sweeney. So Sweeney will be stepping in and his duties comes. But Spencer, talk to me about how the effect of Coach Sweeney running the show now for the grounds will affect the team.
Yeah, I mean, as you talked about, especially when you're losing a lot of those players and having to rebuild, coaches play a huge role in that. And so getting to not only learn the tendencies and, you know, kind of what each player is able to do, you also have to learn that from a new coach, which can be difficult. But, I mean, as we know, chemistry on that team is going to play a big part of their success. So hopefully they'll be able to kind of work those out, especially with their coach, and really get going, because I mean it's a new process for them, and it's something that they're going to have to figure out pretty quickly as they're just kind of thrown into the season. As we saw, not the best game for the Hounds, but hopefully they can just only go up from there.
Absolutely. This week they play against Heritage Christian, I believe, on the road against a decent Heritage Christian team. But Spencer, who do you think from the Greyhounds particularly this year has to step up and fill like a huge role that was voided off by all the seniors for last year?
I mean, one thing I talked about all year last year is Kiara Gill, who we're actually going to have on in a little bit, is her role and the potential that she has to be such a great player. I think that her stepping up now, especially losing those seniors and, you know, getting onto that varsity roster as a starting position is going to be huge. And I think she has the potential to always keep them going, because as we talked about last year, she was always able to bring energy to the game when needed. When things maybe weren't going well, she was always able to kind of get everybody back in there, get everybody focused. And I think that's somebody that they need on the team to always kind of be aware of everybody's tendencies and what's going on, because you always have to have somebody like that that's going to be able to keep them going. And hopefully she'll be able to do that, and they can start winning some games this year.
Absolutely. And also one thing too is we talked about Reagan Hune, who was the only request. We have a very special guest, Carmel girls basketball player and daughter of former NBA and overseas legend Eddie Gill. We have Miss Kiara Gill in the studio. What's up, Kiara?
Hi, Jace. How are you?
I'm
glad to be here.
Awesome.
With you being put in the starting lineup for varsity this year, how are you able to kind of translate what you learned from your years previous to playing varsity, obviously on JV? How has that kind of helped shape who you are on this varsity team?
I think it's really important to always be a leader. And coming in JV, you know, I knew coming into high school basketball, you know, I'm not about to start varsity, any of that, but I always think it's important to just try to work your way up, always working hard. And last year I really tried to be a leader. I was fortunate enough to start JV, you know, we had a really good season. And now this year transitioning, I have a starting position on the varsity team, and I just think it's really important to keep your composure. You know, you always need a leader. And I consider myself not young, obviously I'm an upperclassman being a junior, but it is my first time on the varsity floor, and I think that we really need to consider who else is on the floor, you know, the young people that we have starting with us, and just continuing to lead and working hard is really my main focus. It always has been, and so that's really what I'm trying to do now that I'm a varsity player.
So he really balled out, but the defense just couldn't get the job done. And this week, Carmel going up against a very good Fort Wayne Snyder team, who I actually did some research on. They have a really good front seven. I think in total, the team has had about 24 sacks this year.
Yeah, I mean, like we talked about, I think that the Hounds are going to have to face a lot of great teams, and I think that that's going to be a challenge. But with the way that we played last week, if we're able to come out early and really get on top of that and limit those yards in that first quarter, not just be a second-half team, but be able to play with that intensity all the way through, I don't think that'll be much of a problem.
One benefit about this week, actually, is that we play at home at 7 o'clock. You can actually tune into the game here on 91.3 WHJE, Charlie Maurer, Sam Wexler and Ethan Drama will be on the call for that one. But with this week, what do you think after watching last week's game, what do you think the Greyhounds need to take away from what do you think the Greyhounds need to do this week what do you think the Greyhounds did last week that they cannot do this week?
I mean, obviously, like we talked about, they went up 14-0 to start the game, which is something that you hate to see, because that, you know, going for a team like Lafayette Jeff, that momentum can be really deadly when they are able to get out and get going. So I think being able to limit their points to start the game and really just kind of get their offense going to start, which is something that we struggled with. We talked about Tyler Trent having a couple three and outs, not being able to execute, and so they obviously brought in Quigley. But besides that, I think that if they're able to just kind of get going early, especially at home, shouldn't be too hard for them as they've played pretty well all year at home. I think they're going to be a really good team.
And I think one thing, too, that I think we can get in the studio now, we have our next special guest on the show, Carmel varsity quarterback Gabe Quigley. What's up, Gabe?
What up, Jace?
Not much, dude. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
After coming off that game last week, what do you guys really take away that you need to step up on this week?
Well, obviously, last week we had a little bit of a slow start on both sides of the ball, so our main priority this week is to start strong, as we have most of our home games already. But if we, as it's going to be a snow-rain game, it's going to be really cold, we got to get up first fast and just put the down their minds really fast, because we're not going to be able to come back if we get up.
NBA teams, I saw Steve Kerr commenting on how, you know, he thought LeBron James was a one-shot deal, but you have guys that are 285 in college. I mean, this guy just became an adult in his freshman year of college, and he's built for the NBA already. Obviously, there's lots of speculation as to whether he'll stay more than 1 year in college, but I think he's about ready.
And the scariest thing to me for this Duke Blue Devils team is that Zion Williamson, technically, not the best player on this team.
Mm.
RJ Barrett. I mean, it's debatable, but honestly, on paper, RJ Barrett is a better player than Zion Williamson, and we see the impact that Zion has on the court. And then you look at a guy like RJ Barrett running the floor.
It is very scary.
Is a huge NBA prospect.
It is very scary. And with that, we're actually going to end the show on that. From all of us here at Hound Pound Sports Talk, thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Hound Pound Sports Talk, only on 91.3 WHJE, the home of the Greyhounds.